The Miracle.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk 1010 MOX. Welcome back to the morning show. It's 21 minutes before 8. Bill Smith in with you on a
Thursday,
along with
Dumpster Dog and
Paul Tarver,
back by popular demand.
Hey, Paul Tarver.
Man, y'all have just raised the bar. I have a real hard time understanding how I'm going to follow John Thomas in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And Dan Cathy in the 7 o'clock hour.
But you can do it, Paul.
You think I can rise to the occasion?
You can handle it.
Thank y'all for having me back. I'm just tickled as punch to be here.
Nice to have you back.
We had a good show at Thanksgiving and Bill's birthday.
That's right.
And that was good. Did you enjoy the cake?
That's my birthday cake. Thank goodness you got me one.
Well,
nobody else in my family did.
Oh,
you're kidding me? Yeah. Nobody?
No, it was a sad day in the Smith house.
Welcome to the 40s.
That's right. Oh, speaking of you turned 40 a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm 42. I'll be 43 in March.
So
I'm a little older than you. Not much.
Anything start shutting down? I mean, eyes, hearing. Joints.
What? What'd you say?
Yeah, I know.
No.
Stay with me.
If I had any problems that came on fairly quickly after 40, it was probably the fact that I don't need them as a normal rule, but when I get home at the end of the day, before I go to bed, I like to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started having to wear reading glasses before I go to bed because my eyes are tired.
Dumpster.
Or what have you.
Are these prescribed?
No, just you know, 1.5.
You went to the drugstore and
just 1.5. Yeah. You know, nothing serious.
See, I don't know what that means. What does 1.5
magnification
mean?
Magnification is 1.5.
That's not that strong.
So it's not that strong, but it's just because I'm so tired at night, I have trouble focusing. And also, the other thing that I have a problem with, too, is that my arm, the problem is that I read, you know, I hold it up, and when it's my arm's comfortable, the book's really too close.
I thought you were going to say your arms are not long enough.
Well, I can read it if I move my arm out, but then it's uncomfortable.
See, that's what I mean. That's what I have
to
do.
So, you know, instant gratification, I just you know, my wife recommended that I try the 1.5s, and I find that's a lot easier.
You don't have a drawer full of glasses like Fred.
No, I don't. No, but I am going to get them. No, but I swear to you, I work on computers every day, and I will tell you this, that they print numbers and things on the motherboards inside the computers, and we have to pull those numbers off from time to time, and I swear they're printing those things smaller. Cause,
well, let me tell you something. The phone book, have you seen it lately?
No.
The print is smaller and smaller every year.
I have news for y'all.
What?
The print's not getting smaller.
I think it is. They're trying to save paper, I think.
Dumpster.
They're saving the earth by not using as much paper, and we're just having to get magnification.
Right. All right, so, but, I mean, wouldn't it be wise to go to a doctor and let them?
Yes. Yeah, and I probably should, and I've probably picked a career that's going to force me to do that anyway. I mean, I should be going, you know, fairly regularly to get my eyes checked anyway. Just simply because of so many years of looking at CRT monitors and, you know.
Well, the first time in my life I found it difficult, or I'm finding it difficult to read because of my eyes.
Well, look.
Not because of my brain, but because of my eyes.
I'm going to tell you this. I had a little trouble with it at the beginning. It's eased up. I'm not worried about it. Sometimes when I'm at work, you know, if I can't read the stupid thing on the motherboard, I'll go borrow my wife's reading glasses and get it, because it's better to do it than it is to just get it done than it is to sit there and fight with it trying to get it at the right distance. By the time you get it to the right distance, it's too far away, and...
Do you require a lot of light in order to see things like that?
We have, in case we get into a situation where you keep flashlights around, stuff like that.
Where do you carry your reading glasses?
I don't carry my reading glasses.
You don't have a chain around your neck?
Nope.
Where do you put them?
Well, I told you, I only use them at night, just before I go to bed.
Oh, okay.
I'm not to the point where I need them all day long.
But there will be. That point will come
soon. Oh, it'll come. And I've been told that once you start.
I was going to ask you, once you start using them, you have to have them from then on?
I'm sure.
I would assume. I mean, they're not. My eyes aren't going to get any better.
But I mean, using the glasses.
I never heard anybody go
dependent on the glasses.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. It's sure a lot easier at night when you're trying to read a novel or something, trying to go to sleep. I find that my eyes are tired anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of relaxes them and makes them to where they're not as tired when I go to sleep. And I don't know if there's any scientific proof for that or any other kind of proof.
It doesn't bother me
but
so much.
Let me remind y'all, I'm a computer guy, not an ophthalmologist. So any advice you get from me at this point is suspect.
Well, the problem with me, what bothers me is how quickly it's happening. And honestly, it worries me a little
bit. It happened quick for me too, Bill.
Did it?
I mean, 3 months.
Really?
That's what's going with me.
I went from being able to read whatever I wanted to read at night before I went to sleep to 3 months having to have them.
I guess
it went that fast.
It happens for people, right?
Yeah, once it went fast.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Benny.
Hey, Mr. Benny.
We had some people who had some perfect hearing yesterday, I can tell you that.
How many tickets do you sell?
Well, let's put it this way. General admission basically is all we have left now.
Really?
Folks, we appreciate you coming and getting those reserved seats and those that we had left there. There may be three or four, but they're not sitting together, and that's going to be a problem there. But
not a bad
seat.
There's
still
some
good seats up there. As you well know, in the general admission, you can see everywhere.
Absolutely.
That whole state. So we are closed now until Monday. The box office is closed, and we'll reopen Monday at 10 o'clock. And we invite you to come down and get your general admission tickets. They will be on sale then. And we know that you will enjoy, even up in the general admission section of the show itself. And we're going to have a special entrance for the general admission side where you can get in and get up to the general admission very easily without any hesitation and not having to go through a lot of rigmarole. So we'll make that available and just follow the instructions of the ushers that'll be there.
And the box office will be open Monday, Tuesday, or I guess Wednesday.
Until
the tickets sell out.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Until,
general admission tickets are $10, and what the very, very few reserved seats, I think I still have a couple of them that are $30 and just a couple that are $20 left.
All right. Well, it's going to be a great, great production. We've been saying it for a while. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker at the Temple Theater, and it's this coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Week from yesterday, December 19th. What time's the show?
7:30.
7:30.
Doors were open approximately 1 hour ahead, about 6:30. If it's bad weather, we'll try to get it open just as quick as we can.
All right, Benny Egler. Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. All right, guys.
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you so much.
See you later. Bye-bye. Benny Egler. And, again, get your tickets, but you'll have to wait until Monday.
Bill, I don't want to take too much away from Russian Ballet because that is really good and everybody ought to go see it.
Beautiful.
But I want to get back to this age thing. There's something that's going to happen to you fairly soon.
Uh-oh. To me?
Well, yeah, because you're at that age.
All right.
Because it started happening to me, and I learned a valuable lesson since the last time I was here.
Wait a minute. Wait. No blue language.
I'm not going to use blue language.
Okay.
What color language are you going to use?
Well, just plain old language.
Okay.
But I have to tell you the story, or else you won't get the moral of the story or the importance of this story, okay?
Okay.
Now, if your house is like my house,
mm-hmm.
And maybe your house isn't like my house, but we have an area where we do laundry
right. That
is separate from the bedroom.
Right.
Okay.
In fact, in my house, it's on the opposite end of the house.
Okay.
Okay? And if your house is like my house, occasionally stuff it gets, taken care of, and the laundry doesn't make it back to, the closet or whatever until I'm ready for it.
I'm there.
You know what I'm saying? You have favorite Fruit of the Looms or whatever it is that your favorite, it might be
done.
By
the way, there is some kind of law of nature that says when you grab an arm load of underwear and socks, something's going to drop.
Well, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, that's because they're small.
I guess.
Anyway, the upshot of it is the other morning, and this is recent too, okay? The other morning I get up and I decided something of an article of clothing that is my favorite. I had some new ones and I really wanted them, and so I decided after I showered that I would go get them. And so I went through my house without nary a stitch on to go get whatever it is I was trying to get, which,
Paul,
if you're eating breakfast right now, I'm sorry. But it's important. Good stories sometimes are painful to get to the moral.
Okay. But worth it.
So I go into the kitchen and I go to the laundry room, and I don't know if your house is like my house, but I have a dog, and she's a sweetheart. Maggie's a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie has a feeding station just inside the door of the laundry room.
Okay.
And we have those containers, where you fill them up with food, and as she eats the food down, then the food's supposed to drop down. And if she drinks the water goes down. And I check it every day. Because my dog is very delicate, and she tends to eat all the food without bumping the thing, not realizing that you got to bump it every once in a while for the other food to fall down. Okay?
Oh. Hmm.
So she'll eat all the food out of the bowl, and it won't disturb the bowl enough for the other food to drop.
Okay? Gotcha.
So I have to check it every day. So as I'm making my entrance into the laundry room, I look down, check the water, and sure enough, she'd eaten all the food out of the bowl, and I decided I would bump it with my toe in order to jostle it loose so the food would come down so she'd have something to eat that day.
Yes.
And when I did, for the first time in my life, this thing broke apart, and it was full of dog food. Dog food went everywhere. Went on the floor, went in her water bowl, went everywhere.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, being the kind-hearted husband that I am, I figured I needed to clean that up.
Yeah.
So I got down on my hands and knees and began to
mighty nice of you,
clean up this food that I had spilled and try to put it back in the dog container.
Yeah.
Okay. And in that moment, with a handful of dog food, I had a flash when I was outside of my body and I looked at the scene and realized that I was began to pray hard and make deals with the Lord.
Really?
That this was not the time for me to have a heart attack and die.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you're naked, in the South, we'd say naked.
Naked,
and
nary a stitch on.
And you're cleaning up dog food.
And I had a handful of dog food in one hand, kneeling on hands and knees in front of the dog dish, thinking to myself.
Where's your dog? Laughing somewhere?
No. I'm thinking to myself the whole time, though. I'm saying, the vision I had was my wife having to explain to the CSI investigator who came out to check on the situation why her naked husband was in front of the dog food with a handful of dog food.
Eating dog food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, ma'am, this is an unusual situation.
Yeah.
And being semi, I don't say semi, but being on MOX is sort of, getting my name out there. I'm not sure that this would play well in the paper. Local computer geek. Dies eating dog food. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were a lot of images that flashed before my eyes at that moment.
You think they really call CUI division?
No, I said CSI.
Oh, CSI.
Are you paying attention?
Same thing. Is that a crime?
The point I'm trying to get to,
okay.
The moral of the story, is that the older you get, the more you recognize that there are times when you are in situations when it would not be a good time to check out, because the explanation would be way longer than
as opposed to your youth when you wouldn't, the thought wouldn't even cross your mind.
It wouldn't have never crossed my mind. I'm immortal, you know, it wouldn't have bothered me in the least.
Not only that, you just don't care.
Huh?
When you're young. You know, really, you don't.
Well, I mean, it's one of those, hey, y'all watch this kind of things. You know, I mean, it's sort of, I don't know. It's just different. I was just there, and I had this moment, and I thought to myself, I got to pass this along to Bill, because he needs to know there are going to be situations that are totally innocent, and yet he's going to be concerned about getting through those moments because you want to move on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, well, I haven't done that, I'll say.
You will.
I will?
You will.
I don't think I will.
I think you will. It's just like Dumpster was telling earlier this
Dumpster,
morning.
Have you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of an incident where I did.
Well, I wasn't talking about you eating dog food. I'm talking I was talking about, just like you were telling this story about getting off the roof today. You know where I thought you were headed? I thought you were saying you had to get off the roof in a hurry, and when you did, you tore your pants in the butt. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Oh.
And you had to go in.
That'd been a better story.
No, let me tell you.
And come find out they were just dirty.
For Dumpster, his story is just as crazy as yours. For him.
For him.
I mean, that's crazy that he might have to go into a business with a hole in his jeans.
Well, it wasn't just a hole.
It just blows his mind.
Bill, these things had more hole than it had fabric.
Well,
and my
Dumpster.
Bony knees were sticking
Look,
out.
Let me
of
tell you, when I was a kid, I had an accident and I had to go to the hospital and get stitches. Okay, and I never will forget this. My mother's holding this compress on my eye, and she's trying to get me into the hospital. You know, and you get me in the back seat. She got me holding this, so I'm crying. I'm hurting you. All right, about that time, my dad comes out of the house. And he jumps in the front seat. When he does, he split his pants. So now we're sitting in the car. Mom's trying to get me to the hospital. Dad's got to go in and change his clothes before he can take me to the hospital to get stitches.
Yeah, that's a...
So I'm just saying there are going to be moments when you will look at the moment and go, just let me get through this.
Yeah.
It was totally innocent.
You look at the moment and analyze it and say, hey, boy, this would be a bad time to check out.
Yeah, this would be a really bad time to check out, because the explanation ain't going to match what's really going on. And people are going to get the wrong idea.
When is a good time, an example of a good time to check out?
I've always thought my sleep would be the way to go, but, you know.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But, I mean, you know, if you're asking the question honestly or you asking it funnily, there ain't no way, ain't no good time.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
You know, but my point is, see, that's why you still think that way. Because you got a year or so before this hits you.
Isn't that really vain?
What?
To What's worry vain? About something like that?
I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about Pam.
No, you. Oh, come on.
I was worried about, how's she going to explain this? Nobody in the house knew what I was
and
up
the
to.
The embarrassment factor there. That.
Well, I wasn't worried about the embarrassment. I come on MOX all the time and
not
share
you.
My life. Why
not
would I be
you,
embarrassed?
For her, though.
Well, yeah. I mean.
All right, my husband you're embarrassing is her now. Without clothing, and he's on the floor in the middle of a dog food pile.
What's the thing everybody said about Elvis? I mean, you know, he didn't check out in a real... you know, positive place.
Right. Yeah, and everybody remembers that. You have a point. Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Paul.
What?
You're just lucky Pam didn't have a little evil streak in her and come in and take a picture.
Well, I've drawn enough of a picture at this point. I don't want, you know, there's some things that's just wrong.
But boy, she could have got you a long way with that one.
There's some things that's just wrong, and that would have been just wrong.
It was really a nice story, Paul.
Huh?
It was a nice story.
I thought Bill was, was going to laugh, and B, he was going to take something away from that, and he come up with a nice story.
He ain't figured it out yet, but he's got kids, so his is even going to be worse.
Well, Jan, am I wrong? Is there not moments when you think, I really need to get through this?
Yeah, like I got stuck underneath the Christmas tree one year.
What? See?
And had to have someone pull me out.
That's what I'm saying.
Or I get stuck in the closet one year and lock myself in the closet and then have to have someone come that's got the key to the house to get me out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you there are going to be moments, Bill, and you don't believe me because you're still young.
Mm-hmm. Or the most recent one is about 4 months ago is... I thought someone was trying to break into the house because the pantry has a wooden door, and it's an older house, and I kept hearing this banging, and I just knew someone was trying to get in the house, and here I am alone on the walker because Bob was out somewhere, and I called 911, and I'm holding Bob's gun, and I have no idea how to even shoot the stupid thing, but I'm holding it, and here comes she's telling me the deputy's coming, and she's called Bob, and he's on his way, and Bob gets here, and he pulls out a gun, and the deputies get here, and they pull out a gun, and then all of a sudden I realize, where's the cat?
What?
I had locked the cat in the pantry, and she was banging on the door to get out.
Really?
Well, that's a memory issue.
Yeah, but I had to go out and tell the deputies, uh-oh, it's no one's trying to get in. It was the cat was
trying to get out.
Trying to get out of the pantry.
Poor little kitty.
Yeah, so, Bill, as you get older, you will have little glimpses of
things that happen.
Things that you do that you will carry on throughout your life.
Really?
And you think your kids do funny things. Wait till you get older.
I look forward to it.
It keeps life from being boring.
We got to get some more coffee for him or something. Because
I have plenty of coffee.
He ain't awake this morning.
I am awake, I promise. I did not even eat the chicken sandwich.
You got, and I'm sitting here eating bell pepper.
Right. Well, maybe are you taking notes? At least,
yeah, I'm taking notes.
I really thought he thought that was funny.
Do not do what Paul did.
Well, I'm still giggling over it, so I can just visualize you down on all fours with dog food.
I don't know that I'd admitted that.
Well, not you exactly. Okay. But just the perception.
Well, substitute Tom Selleck for me, and then it'll be a lot better story.
That of course is not
Sam
difficult.
Elliott. I'd rather it be Sam Elliott. That's my favorite.
Okay,
movie
Sam
star.
Elliott works. Whatever works for you.
Oh, I'd be down on the floor with him if it was Sam Elliott.
Okay, we've done enough. It's getting blue language in
you
here.
Take
that's
care.
Right. I said I told you.
We'll be
that.
Listening.
Thank you for the
bye,
call.
Guys.
I just learned that today, blue language.
I'm just shocked that you didn't find that more amusing.
No, I think it's great, Paul.
No, you don't.
I do. I do. I just.
By the way, let me ask you, both of you. Yes, have you sir. Ever noticed? I know you've been naked in front of your dog.
Naked.
Naked in front of your dog. The way they look at you when you're naked, it's like they're thinking, "Is that what you look like without?"
Oh, will this break ever come? Oh my gosh, this is the longest segment of my life. Dumpster, get me out of here, somebody. See. I'm having one of those moments right now.
All right.
Just get me through this.
All right. Well, then play number 8 and get out of here.
We'll be back.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.